The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, First Canto, Chapter Number 1, Text Number 21, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasat Kikari, recorded on May 22, 2012, in Aheloy, Bulgaria.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Kalim Agatam Agyaya. Kalim Agatam Agyaya. Chaitresmin Vaishnave Vayam. Chaitresmin Vaishnave Vayam. Asina dirgasatrena katayam sakshanahare katayam sakshanahare. Kalim, the age of Kali,
the age of Kali,
iron age of quarrel,
iron age of quarrel.
Agatam, having arrived. Agyaya, knowing this. Chaitre, in this tract of land. Asmin, in this. Vaishnave, specially meant for the devotee of the Lord. Vayam, we. Asina, seated. Dirgha, prolonged. Satrena, for performance of sacrifices. Katayam, in the words of Satchana, with time at our disposal. Hare, of the personality of Godhead. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Knowing well that the age of Kali has already begun, we are assembled here in this holy place to hear at great length the transcendental message of Godhead, and in this way perform sacrifice. Purport. This age of Kali is not at all suitable for self-realization, as was Satya Yuga, the golden age, or Trita or Dwarpara Yugas, the silver and copper ages. For self-realization, the people in Satya Yuga, living a lifetime of 100,000 years, were able to perform prolonged meditation. And in Treta Yuga, when the duration of life was 10,000 years, self-realization was attained by performance of great sacrifice. And in the Dvapara Yuga, when the duration of life was 1,000 years, self-realization was attained by the worship of the Lord. But in the Kali Yuga, the maximum duration of life being 100 years only, and that combined with various difficulties, the recommended process of self-realization is that of hearing and chanting of the holy name, fame, and pastimes of the Lord. The sages Namyasharanya began this process in a place meant specifically for the devotees of the Lord. They prepared themselves to hear the pastimes of the Lord over a period of 1,000 years. By the example of these sages, one should learn that regular hearing and recitation of the Bhagavatam is the only way for self-realization. Other attempts are simply a waste of time, for they do not give any tangible results. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu preached this system of Bhagavata Dharma, and he recommended that all those who were born in India should take the responsibility of broadcasting the messages of Lord Krishna, primarily the message of Bhagavad Gita. And when one is well established in the teachings of Bhagavad Gita, he can take up the study of Srimad Bhagavatam for further enlightenment in self-realization. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jathapalakamala Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganutam Vitam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shivishakanvitam Shcha. So here we are this morning to hear the Bhagavatam. And some of us are feeling a little sleepy, that how are we going to make it through the class, you see? But just imagine if we say, well, the seminar say, well, how long is this class going to go for? I think I need a nap, so how long will the class going to go for so I can take my nap, you know, after the class? Say, well, it's going to go for 1,000 years. You see, they were preparing to sit in here, Bhagavat, hear the glories of the Lord for 1,000 years. You can imagine. We're thinking, oh my God, a half an hour. How can I make it for a half an hour? I'm so tired. And they were sitting for 1,000 years with no problem. So try to understand how fallen we are. You see? Exactly how fallen we actually are right now. I mean, we're really, really, really fallen. Somehow Prabhupada's potency, you know, he's gotten, Prabhupada engaged us somehow or other in Krishna consciousness. This is Prabhupada's mercy. If it wasn't for Prabhupada's mercy, we'd just be absolutely nowhere spiritually, nowhere, completely lost. So we have to appreciate the great mercy of His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Is Prabhupada dead and gone? No, Prabhupada is here. He's here now with us. He's blessing us. He's seeing how we are struggling to be Krishna conscious. And he's blessing us for that. So in this way, if we can connect with that mercy of Prabhupada, then we can arise beyond the modes of material nature. We can first of all come to the mode of goodness. Nasta pariyeshva badreshu nityam bhagavata seviya. Bhagavat yuttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtaki. By rendering service unto the pure devotee and by hearing the message of the Bhagavatam, all that is inauspicious in the heart becomes destroyed practically to nil. almost to nil. So why does Bhagavatam, why does it say almost to nil instead of to nil? Why is it almost to nil? Because this talks about the mode of goodness. First of all, you come to the mode of goodness. That's where all the dirt is almost destroyed completely. Not fully, but almost completely destroyed. That's called the mode of goodness. And then from there you progress, it's practically destroyed, and then the verse says, and thus loving devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead is fully established as an irrevocable fact. So that is pure bhakti. So in this verse, it talks about sattva gun, the material mode of goodness, and shuddha sattva, which is pure bhakti. Both concepts are described in this particular verse I quoted. So, how do you get there? How do you first of all get to the mode of goodness? And from there progress to pure goodness? By regularly hearing the classes on the Bhagavatam, and by serving that person who is himself the Srimad Bhagavatam. There are two Bhagavats, you see. There's the book Bhagavat and the person Bhagavat. So that person whose life or lives are a full manifestation of the Bhagavatam. By serving them, we become pure devotees. These persons, Bhagavatam, they are pure devotees. So by serving the pure devotees, one becomes a pure devotee. And by hearing the message of the Bhagavatam also, one becomes a pure devotee. So, what is the, how often should we hear it? Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. What does Nityam mean? Always. You should always be absorbed in study. That's why Prabhupada said you should always be absorbed in studying and always be absorbed in service. Serving the book Bhagavatam means studying the Bhagavatam. And it also means preaching. And serving the person Bhagavatam. That is the service you render to your spiritual master and to the senior Vaishnavas. So these things should always be going on. Always be serving and always be studying and preaching. And then your progress back to home, back to Godhead, will be very sublime, very sweet, and very steady. So I can ask now if there's any questions. Okay.
Прямо да има повече опит да дава Бхагаватам. Но, как сега, ние ли преди да обучаваме и новите бхакти, нали също и те да се учат да дават лекции и да се редуваме, прямо един ден, другия ден, другия. Дали това е окей?
When there is a Bhagavatam class, Srila Prabhupada has established that those devotees with more experience, they should give the class. But also, isn't it good that we should give chance to the new devotees to get trained so they can also give lectures? So we can alternate between the senior and the...
So the question is, yes, both things are true. To let the younger devotees preach is very good, it helps them. But actually, if you let initiated devotees give the lecture, that is better standard. Those who are not initiated, they can hear. That will encourage them to get initiated also. There's no hard and fast rule. So if you like to let others speak, you could do that. But it is generally the best policy to let initiated devotees only give the class. Because they are more qualified to give class. Because they're actually practicing. One who is not fully practicing it, you see, he hasn't taken initiation, they haven't fully surrendered to the process yet. So how deep can they, their explanation be if they haven't even fully accepted it in their own practice? So the best thing is to let just initiated devotees come with it.
I have a question regarding the first question. If you have a different question, I want to understand.
I want to ask about the aspirant cycle.
Aspirant.
I want to continue with your question there.
Okay.
First thing is the first opportunity is for the second initiate because they are Brahman initiated. And then, because Brahman is the head, in Varna Ashram system, Brahman will be the head. And they are teachers. Not everybody is going to start doing. That means everybody becomes equal. And then they won't accept any authority.
Yeah. But Brahman is also qualified.
Yes, not qualified. They need to study, and they become qualified. They are given Gayatri mantras, and they are meant to be qualified. And they are meant to be leaders, then the Kshatriyas and others come. Otherwise, if everybody is equal level, they won't listen to the authorities, they won't follow them. And when they come to that level, then they can preach. Yes, please.
It's like in the university. The qualified professor, he gives the classes, and the students, they listen. Not that you have to let the students give the classes. Not necessary. Actually, the second initiated devotee, her point is good. They should give the classes. It's not that you have to... Prabhupada, sometimes he would... let senior, very senior devotees, sannyasis, give classes, for example. I was there when Vishnu Janaswami, he had him give the class. But it's not that the system was that let every devotee in the whole temple give class. That was not the system. When I joined in Austin, Vishnu Janaswami gave all the classes. He gave all the classes. We had 7 classes a day. And they were all given by him. Actually, he said he thought he could have given us more opportunities to give class, but he actually never did. He did all the lectures. The whole time I was there, he did every single lecture. And we all benefited greatly by his lectures. It's not that someone It's not that you have to think that out of humility you have to think, well, I should, if I give all the classes and I'm being puffed up and I can't really do that, I have to be humble and let others give the classes. I have to learn from them also. That's not the system. A second initiated devotee, a brahmana, he should be teaching. His duty is to teach. So he should be teaching everyone. That he's a teacher. Just like in the school, is the teacher think, oh, it's wrong for me to be up here teaching every day. Let's so the students come up and teach as well. No, it's his duty to teach. It's a service. It's not an egotism, it's a service.
Translation.
Oh, yeah.
Аз не се запомних, но ако искаш ти го правя.
Не, пробвайте.
Защото ако може да... Can we do it just a little by little so
like... Yeah, sorry, I forgot we were...
Момента беше, че най-добре тези, които има второ посвещение, които са брани, квалифицирани, те да дават лекциите. Това не е егоизъм, а това е техният дълг, те да обучават другите. И това е най-добрата система. Не е така, че... Примерно както в университета професора, той е този, който дава лекциите. Не мога да си кажа, аз трябва да съм студент и да се науча от другите. Това нека някой от студентите да даде лекции. Затова това е най-добрата политика. Браманите, те са тези, които трябва да обучават.
Браман means teacher.
Браман означава учител.
So those who actually receive second initiation, they should be giving the classes.
And if they are not available, then someone else can do by practice.
Ако тя ги няма, тогава някой друг може да даде лекция. Това е практика.
Because in our preaching center, here in the region, only in the winter time is the second initiation. No.
Защото в центъра, който имаме тук, само през зимата съм само аз второ посещение.
That means for 6-7-8 months only I should give the lecture.
What is it?
Това означава, че 6-7 месеца само аз давам лекция. He said that in the winter time, in the season, he is the only second initiated here in the region, so only he gives classes.
And what about...
But now we have a try system. Not only I, for people who I have asked Param Jyoti Prabhu, he said it to me, if someone have enough reading, chanting, follow the principles, and it is expired the disciples, he said it, this person can give also.
Param Jyoti Prabhu told him that someone who has studied and is following the principle, chanting, and is aspiring disciple, he can also give class.
Yeah, but if you're not available. If you're out milking the cows or something and you're not available to give a class,
that would be another excuse. They should be available. Otherwise, there is another excuse. Oh, I have got something to do. Like Param Jyoti himself, he has so many things to do. He never comes to the class. That is not a very good idea. That's how the leaders are doing. They do not do their responsibility, they do their own thing.
Here the problem is to see the Vedic knowledge from different correlation aspect.
Their idea is that they want the people to see the Vedic knowledge presented from different perspectives, so the people can see that many.
No,
that's not necessary. It's not that you have to let uninitiated people do it to see a different perspective. That's not necessary. It's better they see you as senior devotee, as a spiritual leader, that they can. They can surrender to you as the local leader here. That's the best thing.
По-добре хората те виждат като местен лидер, на който могат да се починат. Това е по-добре.
Better they see you as a leader and they become inspired. Everyone becomes inspired to follow your guidance and leadership. That's the best thing.
По-добре те да се вдъхновят да следват твоя пример и твоето лидерство. Това е най-доброто.
And we don't have to see our everyone else's perspective. We have to see Prabhupada's perspective.
И не е че ние трябва да виждаме различни перспективи, трябва да видим перспективата.
It is only one perspective.
Всъщност тя е само една перспектива.
It's not that it's my opinion. My perspective, your perspective. That is not our philosophy. Prabhupada always criticized that philosophy. My perspective, your perspective. It's called yata mat tatapat. Well, my opinion about the absolute truth is this, and my opinion is this, and everybody has a different opinion, but that's not bona fide. There's one absolute truth.
My point was every devotee has different realization. That is the point.
Different. Yeah, those who are second initiated, yes. That's right. It's better that there's honor given to the brahmanas because that is Vedic culture. The Brahman should be honored. So the Brahman, yes, amongst the Brahmanas you can. But to let non-initiated people, there's no need to do that. Let them become qualified by hearing. That's the way to become qualified to be a preacher, is by hearing. If no one else is available, yes, they can give, but it's better those who are second initiated be giving the classes.
And it is also not that on purpose you don't become available. That's not the way.
A
leader must be always ready for the class. Yes.
Okay.
They must be always attending everything.
It's one may think, well, humbly think, well, I shouldn't give all the classes because, you know, I shouldn't. That one may humbly feel that way, which is a nice thing to feel. I should be putting myself forward all the time, but actually, you're not putting yourself forward. You're doing your duty. That's all. Those who are second initiated, it's their duty to give the classes. That's all.
Човек може смирено да си мисли, нали, аз да не съм винаги аз този, който да дава лекциите, но всъщност това не е, това е да не е от дълг. Той не го прави от надутост.
And then after that there is the second initiate, not there, then there are first initiates.
И след тези, които са втори посвещение, следващите са тези първи.
Then the aspiring. And then the one after, if there is no one.
Чакате тогава кандидатите ученици и накрая тези, които са нямат посвещение.
Ако съм разбрал право, значи ако имах с второ посвещение, по-добре той да даде, дори да има с първо. Няма. Нали?
So if he has properly understood, if there are second initiate devotees, then better than they give them the one with the first.
That's right.
If they're present.
That's right. They should always be honored. Second initiated devotee should be given the first chance for giving classes. They are recognized as teacher. Brahman means teacher. Certified teacher. Doesn't make sense to have the certified teachers hearing from those who are not certified teachers. Doesn't make any sense. Those who are certified as teachers, they should be teaching, and others can hear from them. That's the standard. If you go to a school, the only person to teach are certified teachers. They don't have students doing the teaching. The certified teachers do the teaching. Similarly in the Vedic culture. Brahman means certified teacher. Any other questions?
Вопрос ми е дали е правилно прекарам живота си в там, къде сме родени, преодолени, и да в края на живота си да прекарам края на живота си в Индия.
Is it right to spend our lives in the place where we were born and the end
to of do our, what in the place we were born?
In the place where we are born, to spend most of our life there, and then at the end of the life to go to India. Is it right?
Doesn't matter. Prabhupada says you can practice this anywhere in the world. There's no, doesn't matter where you practice it. If you follow the instructions of Krishna and the Bhagavad Gita and follow the instructions of the bona fide spiritual master, you can be, it doesn't matter where you go, you don't have to go to India. You don't have to practice it in the country you were born. Wherever you, whatever suits, whatever place suits you the best, you practice it there. If you like to go to India, you can go to India and practice it there. If you like to stay in Ahala, you can stay here and practice it here. Whatever suits you, you practice
it.
You become fully surrendered to Guru and Krishna, and that's all. The physical location doesn't matter. Krishna is everywhere. Krishna is in India, Krishna is here in Ahaloi, he's everywhere. You don't have to travel somewhere to find Krishna. You have to travel here within your heart to find Krishna. Through pure bhakti. Questions more?
What is the reason to not advance in Krishna consciousness for a long time and make the same mistakes again?
The reason that one does not advance in Krishna consciousness and makes the same mistakes again and again, one reason is called Vaishnava Parab. That is the greatest impediment on the pathway back to Godhead. If one doesn't properly respect the devotees, and one is always finding fault with the devotees, that will check one's progress in Krishna consciousness. Therefore, one has to always learn how to respect all of the devotees. Even if you disagree with them, you have to respect them. Any other question?
Бхакти може да бъде развита посредством може да бъде дарен. Не е така, че може от нещо друго, примерно от знание и така нататък. Но как се казва? Много е трудно, много по-трудно, когато човек няма личен пример на чисто бхакти. Той да развие това. Аз искам да питам дали това е прешка. Или или човек по-скоро чрез инструкциите би е развил. Дали, или ако няма личен пример, това е прешка. Това ми е въпрос.
So, he has heard that bhakti can be developed only by if it's given to you by some, by a pure devotee. It cannot come from cultivating knowledge or doing some pious activities. So he is asking, maybe we need to have a personal example in order to develop bhakti. It's not Is this a problem if we don't have a personal example?
Personal example is there? Prabhupada is there. Spiritual master is there. Senior devotees are there. You have so many examples. When you don't follow the example, that's the problem. It's up to you to follow the examples. So many examples are there. Srila Vyasadeva, Narad Muni, Madhvacharya, Ramanujacharya, Vishnu Swami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Gopal. You have so many examples.
But if we cannot see them in front of us and we don't get the personal presence.
I told you last night, you have to see by hearing also. You're still thinking that seeing is only through the eyes. It's like there's a famous activist now in China. He just, his name is Chen. He's blind man. But he's able to see so many things. He's able to see so many things and be a very powerful influence for the changing the Chinese society, even though he's a blind man. He sees in other ways. It's not that only seeing is through the eyes. You have to see through the ears. See through your mind. By reading, you can see through your mind. How these, you can read all about these great personalities. Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami. You've not studied the teachings of Lord Chaitanya? You need to read more. You need to force yourself to study every day a little, at least a little bit. I know you're busy milking the cows and doing night service, but you have to find some time to read these great personalities. Chaitanya Charitamrita is full of the most perfect examples of Krishna Bhakti. You should be very familiar with all these great personalities. Bilba Mangala Thakur. You should be knowing all these great personalities. Narottam Das Thakur. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. You see? Jagannath Das Babaji. Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Gaurakishore Das Babaji. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. You should become very familiar with these great personalities. To carry them all on your heart, a huge sangha of sadhus should be sitting in your heart at every minute. So you can associate with all of them within your heart. Actually, it's not difficult. There was one boy, his name was Shivananda. Or Shivananda Sain, I forget. Shivananda, yes, Shivananda. This is the early days of ISKCON. This young boy was sent all by himself to Germany to start our movement in Germany. He had no money. He went to West Berlin. He was living in a condemned building in West Berlin. He had no association with any devotees. Not even a proper place to live he had. But he went to establish our movement in Germany on the order of Prabhupada. And he wrote Prabhupada about his situation. How he's feeling that lack of association. So Prabhupada told him this. He said, if you remember my humble teachings, then you'll have my association and the association of your God brothers also. So all you really have to do is remember the teachings, that's all. Man manama bhakto majaji mang namaskuru. You simply have to remember these teachings. You simply have to remember these teachings, that's all. And then you'll have so much association with so many perfect examples of Krishna consciousness. So what is the difficulty? Do you find any difficulty?
Huh?
No difficulty. Yes, that's it. There is no difficulty. Difficulty is simply our mental concoction. You know that? You know that? Difficulty is simply our mental concoctions. Krishna says, Susukam. This process is nothing but pure bliss. So difficulties are just our mental concoction. That's why Prabhupada said we should become very expert at ignoring the rascal mind. The mind is getting in the way, throwing all these doubts. Stop listening to the mind. Just hear the words of Krishna from Bhagavad Gita. Hear the teachings of the great sages in the Bhagavatam. Hear what the spiritual master is saying. Hear what Guru Mata is saying. In this way, simply become fixed in hearing what Krishna says. Stop listening to your mind. And then it becomes very, very easy to be Krishna conscious. You just have to stop listening to your mind and start listening to Guru and Krishna, and then you'll be completely fixed up in Krishna consciousness. So, our time has run out, and we'll stop here. Dantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Hare Krishna Sankarsana Prabhu ki jai.